I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Following a number of public criticisms from students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, the school where 17 students were shot and killed last Wednesday, President Trump has announced that this Wednesday he will hold a, quote, listening session with students and meet with state and local security officials on Thursday. He also voiced support for strengthening the federal background check system for the purchase of firearms. Florida's lawmakers, meanwhile, are quickly producing legislation in response to the attack. Republican Senator Marco Rubio has thrown his support behind a Democratic bill that would allow courts to temporarily block someone from buying a firearm if they're deemed a threat to themselves or others. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Bishop Peter Ebere Okpaleke. Bishop Okpaleke has faced opposition in his Nigerian diocese ever since his appointment in 2012 by now-retired Pope Benedict XVI. Protests and petitions calling for a bishop from local clergy followed his appointment. Okpaleke has not been able to exercise his ministry since being named a bishop because most of the priests in the diocese refused to accept him. In his statement, Okpaleke stated he was convinced that remaining a bishop in the diocese was, quote, no longer beneficial to the church. The collapse of a massive mound of garbage in Mozambique's capital has killed anywhere from 12 to 17 people. The Hulin garbage dump is located in a poor and densely populated area and was the height of a three-story building. A Portuguese news agency had the death toll at 12, while Radio Mocambique placed it at 17. A number of homes were destroyed, and authorities continue searching, believing more bodies could be buried under the garbage. An order of nuns has withdrawn from the city of Chilapa over the high volume of violence and lack of security. The parents and sister of one of the religious women were kidnapped and killed, and two priests from the Diocese of Chilpancingo Chilapa were also murdered. At least six priests have been murdered since 2009. The nuns had operated a school in Chilapa. However, schools across the city had suspended classes from September through December of last year because of the insecurity and violence.